This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a day of decision, a day of history. The crowds are already gathering, crowds of demonstrators in Washington, D.C. They've already called out the National Guard. That's an anticipation of tomorrow when the Senate and the House get together in a joint session of Congress presided over by the Honorable Mike Pence to actually register the electoral votes that have already been cast. Speaking of votes being cast, most of the votes in the state of Georgia have probably already been cast. Republicans counting on a huge turnout today to save the two Senate seats, which will guarantee continued Republican control of the United States Senate, at least for the next 2 years, and probably beyond that if Republicans are successful today. One of the questions that is worth asking is, after President Trump spoke last night in Georgia, will that help or hurt the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate? The great hope for all conservatives is that it helps in terms of getting a turnout out there so that Republicans can actually win. Here's one of the problems. If Republicans win in Georgia, what do you think the chances are, because I actually think they're fairly high, that the Democrats will claim there was election fraud? No, I mean it. They will take a page out of President Trump's handbook, and given the fact that President Trump has brutally criticized the Secretary of State and the entire operation of elections in Georgia, if he wins tomorrow, it turns out that the Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue have actually won the election and been reelected to the Senate. If that is the case, if that happens, then all the Democrats need to do to challenge the outcome of the election, because it's going to be close. This is supposed to be a very close election for both seats. It could illustrate what exactly is wrong with this entire Republican policy, which is not the policy for all Republicans, by the way, but it is a mad policy of trying to undermine public confidence in the way that elections operate. In other words, if you believe that the election on November 3rd, which after all wasn't that long ago, we're talking about 2 months ago, if you believe that that election was a great big fraud and a sham and it was dishonest, and actually President Trump, as he said again last night, and he said it repeatedly, he believes he won in a landslide. If you believe that that election on November 3rd was a great fraud and a sham, why should you have any confidence in the election that's going on in Georgia right now? And people are talking about the divisions in this country. The leader of Proud Boys was arrested, and he is one of the people leading four different big rallies. One rally apparently is going on right now, this all having to do with the Stop the Steal movement and people who are marching and coming to Washington, D.C. at the president's urging to try to, well, what exactly? I put out the invitation yesterday, and I will put it out again today. If there's anybody out there who is planning or already has headed toward Washington, D.C., if you want to call and tell me what that's about and what you're expecting and what will be achieved, I'll be very polite, and I'm just interested in learning. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A little bit later today, we're going to be talking to Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor and a Fox News contributor. He Andy is also a writer for National Review, and what he will talk about is just the legalities, the constitutional law, and what is going on here in terms of what happens yesterday, what happens tomorrow, what the context is for this gathering of the House and the Senate tomorrow on Wednesday. Because they will come in, Vice President Pence will open each packet of electoral votes, and then they're going to be challenged. And we know there could be as many as 100 Republicans, combined senators and members of the House, maybe more, who are going to challenge these votes. So when the challenges fail, then what happens? Okay, because they will fail. In order to succeed, a challenge to a state's electoral vote, say you want to challenge the votes from the state of Georgia, you need to get a majority vote in the U.S. Senate, which is not possible because the majority of Republican senators are opposed to these challenges, and we'll cover some of that. But then also on the House side, there is still a Democratic majority in the House. There's no chance in the world of getting the House of Representatives to sustain one of these challenges. So then what happens? Let's go to your call to Rob in Issaquah, Washington. Rob, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello.
Hello, Rob, you're on.
Michael, I love you,
yes,
most
sir.
Of the time, but I think you're way off on this election fraud stuff. My brother was one of the observers down in Nevada, and the fraud was off the charts. He can prove at least 50,000 votes that shouldn't have taken place. They let all the illegals vote. They did no signatory verifications. And if the states aren't going to do it and the Supreme Court isn't going to do anything about every one of these felonies, who is going to?
Well, again, let me ask you that question. What do you think, in other words, has your brother come forward with the evidence that he believes that he has?
Absolutely. They took it to the courts in Nevada. The courts would not take it. They ran them around in circles.
Okay.
They said it was too early to bring it. Then they said it was too late to bring it. Then they said, forget it. And then you can see what's happened. But if the states aren't going to verify it themselves, and then you've got the secretaries of state signing off that these votes are certified.
Well, that's right. That's what you do according to law. So
what are we going to do about all the felonies? Every one of those votes that's illegal is a felony. So how are they certifying the elections when it's fraudulent?
Okay, the point is, you have to, in other words, you say the courts are giving them runarounds. Are you talking about state courts in Nevada?
Absolutely. They ran them around in circles. They wouldn't supply
The state courts in Nevada, Nevada has divided government. It has a Democratic governor, but it has, I believe, both houses of the legislature are Republicans still. And what is it, in other words, if you don't trust the court system, then what is it that you and your brother propose to do about this fraud that your brother says he has evidence of?
Well, the evidence is in there.
Okay, so what? So where do you go with it? If you don't trust the courts, why do you think he's been getting the runaround in the courts, as you put it?
Well, let's start at the beginning. They did not verify any signatures, which validates.
Look, I don't know if that's true. I don't think you know if that's true.
I do. Okay. They were on the ground. They did not kick back. They did it by computer, and no ballots were kicked back for not having an incorrect signature. It's an impossibility.
Okay, so... So your assumption is that any ballot with an incorrect signature was by definition a Democratic ballot? The question I would ask you, Rob, is exactly the question I'm going to talk about with Andy McCarthy. is what happens next. Does anyone honestly expect that based upon the stuff you're talking about, they'll throw out Nevada's votes? We'll be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, President Trump has been talking about voter fraud and election fraud since way before the election. Everybody's aware of that, right? We spoke yesterday. I gave you some of the history of tweets that he had sent out way back in 2016 when he lost the Iowa caucuses. And he had been favored in the polls, but he lost the Iowa caucuses to Ted Cruz. And he said it was because of fraud, it was because of cheating, it was because they counted the votes wrong. That's 2016. President Trump also, in 2016, after the votes were counted, and he won, and there was no challenge to his victory because he won. When they went ahead and read the votes out, as they're going to do tomorrow, there was no formal challenge or dispute about Trump carrying any of the states he carried, even though, as he acknowledged last night in his speech in Dalton, Georgia, some of that was incredibly close. But everyone accepted it. And, okay, you can say, well, the Democrats didn't accept it. They tried to impeach him. They tried to investigate him because of Russian interference. Okay, all of that is true. But in terms of arguing about voter fraud, that wasn't part of the Democratic playbook. Nor should it have been. And nor should it be this time, unless you can make some legal progress. Now, the president has access, obviously, to some of the best lawyers in the world. He does. He's president of the United States. One of those very fine lawyers is the Attorney General of the United States, who, until he resigned on December 23rd, was Bill Barr. And Bill Barr has said that the Justice Department has looked at the various charges and looked at the evidence, and they see no evidence of fraud on a level that could have changed the results of the election in any state. And again, given that that is where we are, according to people who are in charge of our justice system, people appointed by Trump, Trump judges all over the country who have dismissed or turned away or just quashed these various lawsuits that the Trump elite legal team led by Rudy Giuliani has brought forward, that should tell you something. And so what is going to happen tomorrow? Does anybody think? Because there is no chance, none, zero, that the electoral votes in any one of these states will be overturned. And we'll talk about that with Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor and very big supporter of the president, by the way. Let's go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776, and to Yehuda in New York City. Yehuda, you're on the Medved Show. Hi, you're on.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Happy New Year, Michael.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. I have 2 points I'd like to make. Number one, as someone who's been a early on in the 2016 presidential election, a Marco Rubio fan like yourself, what would it take for you to change your tone now? What would you have to see in order for you to say, okay, I support the president, you know, his claim of fraud here?
Some credible observer, a nonpartisan source that actually looks at this and says, wait a minute, there's something going on here. But that doesn't exist when you have Bill Barr, the president's own appointees. It's just, see, Yehuda, again, let me, Lindsey Graham, you agree with me that Lindsey Graham is one of the president's most effective supporters?
100%.
Okay, I do too. I think I don't think the president has a more effective supporter than Senator Lindsey Graham. Here's a statement today. He says, proposing a commission at this late date, which has zero chance of becoming a reality, is not effectively fighting for President Trump. It appears to be more of a political dodge than an effective remedy. They have a high bar to clear. And again, we have an election system. I do not believe that election system is corrupt. I believe that Trump really did win the election 4 years ago, and I think he really did lose it this time. And I am hoping that the Republicans win the election this time in Georgia.
And in 2022,
if they
and
do,
again in 2024.
Okay, but let's say that they win it this time today, because it's election day. But you understand that what we are setting up is the Democrats are going to challenge it.
That's exactly my next point. That's exactly my next point. It's going to stop Democrats if they have a majority, and then there's a president, Republican president-elect from doing this, you know, in the future. So this is I see it both ways.
No, it's again, it's a terrible, terrible precedent. And this is why, I mentioned Lindsey Graham, his colleague in South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott, who is one of those senators, I think, who has a real shot at being a viable presidential candidate. And Tim Scott says, as I read the Constitution, there is no constitutionally viable means for the Congress to overturn an election wherein the states have certified and sent their electors. That, by the way, has never happened. And it seems to me it is unlikely to happen now. And then people will say, well, what about 1876? As we talked about before, and South Carolina was one of the states that was in dispute in 1876. They had two different governors. They had a Democratic governor who had just been elected and a Republican governor who was outgoing. They certified different slates. There isn't anything like that here. There are no other certified slates other than the ones in the disputed states that the Democrats won. You see, the difficulty with all of this is the notion that this is going to lead to a civil war. It's one of those things, and people have listened, and Yehuda, thank you for your call. It's one of those things where I hate the term civil war as applied to our politics now. And now they have even a headline for a good column, but it's a terrible headline in the Wall Street Journal. It says, lines are drawn for a Republican civil war. This is not a civil war. It's not a fight between good and evil about slavery. That's a civil war. It's not a fight. The English Civil War was about whether Parliament was going to rule. That was in the 1630s. Civil wars are about big stuff. This is not. This is basically about whether you accept the fact that an election was held, and elections have consequences. So what happens tomorrow and the next day and the next day? The process may end up taking several days. We'll talk about that with Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved Show. It is always an honor on this show to welcome Andy McCarthy. He's a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He is a contributing editor at National Review, and he is the author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. He is also a former federal prosecutor, contributor to Fox News, and much more. Andy, as the author of Ball of Collusion, do you believe that that's what we're seeing? We're seeing the results of a rigged election and a plot to destroy a presidency?
No, Michael, I don't. But let me say first, the honor is all mine, and Happy New Year. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
I think that I've always wondered if I should rethink that subtitle. But I kind of think maybe the president didn't need anyone else to destroy him if we all knew that if we stood back and watched this fiasco, he'd take care of it all by himself. But whatever the explanation is for it, I think we've sort of reached the point where it no longer even qualifies as farce, and hopefully we're at the end stages of it.
Well, again, your piece was so very important and informative about how basically Republicans in the House and Senate, Trump's allies, become the swamp. Let's go over with people again, so it's very important they understand. We have the vote in Georgia today. Now, regardless of how that vote goes, and I hope it goes well, I hope that Loeffler and Perdue certainly win, but let's assume that they both win. There is still zero chance that any of these electoral votes are going to be overturned by both houses of Congress. So what happens then?
I hope, Michael, that tomorrow is the end of it. And I've even, I may be conning myself, but I even think on more thinking about it, that this whole idea that Ted Cruz has of proposing tomorrow an electoral commission, which implausibly would in 10 days audit the election results, even though what reason there is to audit them when federal court after federal court after federal court has looked at this and tossed it, I don't know. But I have a feeling that this is just a caprice because these guys are in a kind of a vice. On the one hand, they are deathly afraid of offending not only the president but the president's base, because I think they're ambitious guys and a lot of them have, you know, 2024 stars in their eyes. So there's that. On the other hand, they also don't want to take the position of disenfranchising states like Pennsylvania that they would need if they had any hope of winning in 2024. So I think they've made up this electoral commission as something that can be the vehicle for whatever spleen venting they want to do without actually having to take the step of trying to object to the counting of particular electoral votes and disenfranchising millions of Americans. So I hope that this is what it is. I think it's a vehicle by which they can make enough of a show that they can show that they fought for Trump and show his base that they were really tough, but at the same time not do anything that would be, incurably crazy as far as the rest of the country is concerned.
You're not saying that there's any chance that tomorrow, when they go ahead and separate into the Senate and the House, that either the Senate or the House will vote for an electoral commission, are you?
No. To the contrary. First of all, they don't separate into, I don't think they separate out of the joint session unless they get a senator and a member of the House to object.
That's correct.
And then
right,
they have
right.
So what I think is going to happen is I think that McConnell and Pence are going to entertain the proposal about the Electoral Commission precisely because everyone knows it's going nowhere and it will be shot down. But they will use the opportunity of getting to argue about that to make all these claims about, you know, fraud and impropriety and all the stuff they want to say, get it out of their system, have the commission voted down, and then we can get down to counting the votes. And hopefully they won't do anything too stupid like, you know, say that they don't want to count Pennsylvania, and then good luck to the Republicans trying to win Pennsylvania in 2022 and 2024 and going forward.
Andy, you've read the ECA, the Electoral Counting Act of 1887, and you've read it carefully. Does that even allow this joint session to talk about an electoral commission? Aren't they supposed to go directly to either accept or reject these electoral votes that have been submitted?
Well, I think, Michael, that it's a session of Congress, and you know, there's nothing that says that they can't make additional motions as long as they do the things that the Constitution requires them to do. And if this is the theater that we need for these guys to get this out of their system, and we can avoid having motions to discount particular states' votes, I'm not happy about it. I would rather they were adults and went in and said, you know, look,
yeah,
in this country, just like when we adopt the Constitution, two centuries ago, it is the states, not the people, not the federal government, not the Congress, that get to choose their electors for purposes of electing a president. And they've done that. So barring a situation where no candidate gets a majority of the votes, which is now 270, we know Biden got 306, this was over on, it was really over on December 8th, but it was certainly over on December 14th as a matter of federal law, because it's, the states are sovereign in making this decision, just like they were sovereign in adopting the Constitution. And the event tomorrow is supposed to be a solemn event where Congress counts the votes, but it doesn't give the federal government or the Congress a second guess or a check on how the states dispose of their own electoral votes. And that's the way the system works.
Okay, very quickly, President Trump says he's going to speak tomorrow to a big demonstration, Stop the Steal demonstration, gathered around the Ellipse. They're estimating at least 30,000 people will be there. What should the president say in a sentence or two?
Well, I think he's going to say what he said last night, and if it's only 30,000, I think that's a measure of how serious this is.
they're calling out the National Guard already. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., has done so. Andy McCarthy, we are posting your piece, Trump's Allies Become the Swamp, the Electoral Commission Gambit. That's posted up at michaelmedved.com. Keep talking the truth, and your voice is so necessary out there right now. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his 4 decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved Show, you have an opportunity to participate in a webinar live about Israel and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, in 2021. The question is, what will 2021 hold for the fast-blossoming relationship between Israel and the UAE? And by the way, Israel is the leading nation in the world in terms of the percentage of people who've already been successfully vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. And Bahrain, one of Israel's peace partners in the Middle East, is second. And you can participate in this webinar that includes Dr. Saba al-Binali, who is one of the people from our crowd who is working in the United Arab Emirates. It's all incredibly exciting, and it's free. You just have to go to our crowd and find out about some of the startups, some of the exciting new companies with cutting-edge technology that can really contribute to the health and well-being of all of humanity. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd for information and find out how even ordinary Americans with without that much to invest can actually be part of this series of technological breakthroughs that are coming out of the Middle East and the peace process. What comes out of the process tomorrow, they are anticipating the number is now 140 Republicans will vote to challenge at least one of the countings of electoral votes. It doesn't mean that those electoral votes get thrown out. It just means that for each challenge, they adjourn. There's a two-hour time limit according to the law. It's a law passed in 1887. And then they vote. And the votes are already a given, because the majority of Republican senators, plus all the Democrats, are going to vote no on the Senate side. And a big chunk of Republican congressmen, together with all of the Democrats, which is another big majority in the House, are going to vote no on the House side. So what are they doing this for? And And again, it's going to take more than Wednesday. It'll probably go on Thursday and Friday, too. And bringing us that much closer to the inauguration, close to a week away. And for what? Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal, who is, of all the writers of the Wall Street Journal, he's the biggest Trump supporter. He is the biggest Trump fan. And he has a column today that says, an awesome spectacle of dishonesty and opportunism. He said, even those long familiar with spectacles of careerist expediency dressed up in faux altruistic casuistry can only step back in awe when evidence of a new standard of cynical self-aggrandizement comes along. So it is this week, with a spectacle of around 150 Republican members of Congress who will, on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, refuse to approve the presidential election results returned last month by the Electoral College. The action by more than half the Republican members of the House and almost a quarter of GOP senators may rank among the most cynically contrived, morally contemptible, soul-corrupting acts of political degeneracy ever attempted. Can I add an amen? And by the way, beautifully written, Gerard. Well done. Let me try that again for you, just so you let it sink in. The action by more than half the Republican members of the House and almost a quarter of the GOP senators may rank among the most cynically contrived, morally contemptible, soul-corrupting acts of political degeneracy ever attempted. He's not holding back. Let's be clear at the outset what it isn't. It isn't a coup. It isn't even a serious attempt to overturn the election result. The letter signed by 11 senators who plan to object this week is upfront about this. They acknowledge with disarming honesty that their effort to reject the result, pending a congressional mandated inquiry into voter fraud, will fail. Quote, we are not naive. We fully expect most of, if not all, Democrats and perhaps more than a few Republicans to vote otherwise. It's the brazen acknowledgement of this, really, that makes the whole enterprise so unprincipled. We can reasonably surmise that if the senators really thought their stunt had the slightest chances of success, they wouldn't be doing it. If they thought that their votes would throw the election to the House of Representatives, deny Joe Biden's victory, and gloriously reinstall Donald Trump as president on January 20th, they wouldn't touch it. They only mount this performance because they are secure in the knowledge that enough of their Republican colleagues eschew their opportunism and affirm the election result. Now, apparently, Barbara Boxer and her ridiculous challenge to the 2004 election result makes her the model they wish to emulate. By the way, Barbara Boxer's challenge had no support in the Senate, had seven House members who supported it, and lasted less than 2 hours. But this has been going on now for weeks, and it involves a lot of Republicans. Let's state it again for disgruntled conservative voters. Of course there are legitimate concerns about the outcome of the 2020 elections, especially the ubiquity of mail-in voting susceptible to manipulation. But beyond that general objection and a justified conviction that future elections must not be conducted in this way, the case that the election was fraudulent and must be undone hasn't been made to anything near a legal standard. There are, it seems, enough principled conservatives to expose and oppose this cant. As Representative Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming, put it this weekend, the proposed vote would set an exceptionally dangerous precedent, threatening to steal states' explicit constitutional responsibility for choosing the president and bestowing it instead on Congress. That's exactly what Andrew McCarthy was talking about moments ago. Doubtless the members of Congress, writes Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal, doubtless the members of Congress signing up for this week's odious little exercise assume they will be rewarded by the ranks of angry Republican voters. Perhaps so. Let's hope for their sakes that the gain thus achieved is large enough to fill the hole where their principles might once have been. It's strongly stated, but I don't think too strongly stated. There's another Republican I want to give credit to who's a very outspoken, very conservative, one of the most conservative members of the House. His name is Chip Roy from Texas. And he's a smart attorney. And he did something very important. As you know, they just reorganized the House. They just convened the new House of Representatives on Sunday. And he objected to seating 65 elected House members. Why? Republican Chip Roy of Texas objected Sunday to seating 67 elected House members from battleground states in response to his colleagues who plan to object to certifying the presidential election results. Roy, who does not support the objection to the presidential results, said in a statement, "It would confound basic human reason if the presidential results were to face objection, while the congressional results of the same process on the same ballots escaped without public scrutiny." In other words, how can someone who was just reelected to Congress say, oh, you can't trust this election, the whole election was fraudulent? And good for Chip Roy for doing this. Good for the other members of the Freedom Caucus. Good for people like Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who were standing up for common sense. Ben Sasse of Nebraska said this. Let's be clear what is happening here. We have a bunch of ambitious politicians who think there's a quick way to tap into the president's populist base without doing any real long-term damage. But they're wrong. And this issue is bigger than anyone's personal ambitions. Adults don't point a loaded gun at the heart of legitimate self-government. So said Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, who, by the way, just got reelected by a 2-1 margin. That much more popular, running well ahead even of the president in Nebraska. There are other surprising people who are seeing the light. And the light is, it's election day in Georgia. Let's hope Republicans win. And let us hope we can take our elections seriously and our democracy and Constitution cherished continues to be of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.